It didn't take long, and the printing press was printing out Bibles. And then we had the radio. Now, it can be used for a lot of evil. But there's missions that are using the radio to send the gospel into countries, and that's the only way they heard it. Now, if some of you who know Edward Clausen from Stratford, he plays the Paraguayan harp. He grew up in the jungles of Paraguay, 50 miles from the closest civilization, I think it was, or was it 100 miles, I forget. But it's quite a distance, living with the jungle tribes. And his testimony is this. He heard the gospel one day on a little box called a radio. And he said, I will be forever grateful to the Mennonites to broadcast that. It can be used for something very good, very powerful. We can look at the technical age and say, nobody's ever had to deal with the stuff we have to deal with today. But that doesn't matter, and it doesn't change things. It's up to us to take a stand and to figure out and to use these devices for the glory of God. We can look at a book, and we can be scared about looking at a book because it might have some bad things in it. In closing, I'd like to read two verses. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit yourselves to the guidance of his word, to the direction of his spirit, to the conduct of his providence. Submit your whole selves to the whole law and the will of God. Let all your thoughts, your affections, your words, and your actions be guided according to the word of God. Then you will have the power in Jesus Christ to resist the devil. And the devil cannot conquer you if you continue to resist him. But it can only be done through Jesus Christ. Strong as he is, in meaning the devil, God never permits him to conquer the man who continues to resist him. And James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.